Okay, we are back with you at YSR. Of course, the Quicken Loans Studios presents the Big E Sports Show each and every Friday night, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And it is time now to completely shift gears. We are going to discuss my favorite subject, and that is the wonderful world of the NBA. Always a pleasure to have with us the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, the great Bill Ingram. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Big E. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, typically, you know, this is supposed to be a quiet time of year in the NBA, and there's so many different things I want us to dive into tonight, some of the news and notes. First and foremost, Kevin Love, his soon-to-be destination in Cleveland. And I know, Bill, those Cav fans, they have got to be amped up. I mean, LeBron, he's coming home. His sins, his transgressions have been forgiven for his time in Miami. But what are your expectations? Is this going to be a championship team?
Well, it's certainly going to be one of the best teams in the East, because a pretty good college team could be one of the best teams in the East. So, but look, Kyrie Irving is one of the best young point guards in the league. He and Damian Lillard are the heir apparent to, you know, Steve Nash and Jason Kidd, as they have moved on and about to move on. In Nash's case, there's some nice young guys that have come in and really taken the league by storm. And so Kyrie Irving, I have a lot of faith in him. Great to see him sign the extension, first of all, putting to rest those silly rumors that he was unhappy in Cleveland, which I've talked to Kyrie a number of times. Never has he said anything about being unhappy there. So that silences that. Then, of course, with LeBron, you got all those Cleveland Cavalier fans going out in the parking lot of the arena, sweeping up the dust from when they burned his jerseys and trying to glue that back together now, which is an interesting project. And then Kevin Love, I mean, first of all, the classy way in which LeBron came back almost makes up for the completely unclassy way that he left. And now you've got him talking about team building and really being in it for the long haul and wanting kids to feel good about living in Cleveland and, you know, all that great stuff that you want a great superstar. You want him to be a great role model, too. And these are significant steps for LeBron in being that. And the next thing is you got to win, and you got to win right away. And while Andrew Wiggins is certainly expected to be a franchise player, a couple of years down the line, this is a two-year deal for LeBron. You want to win right now. Kevin Love gives it to you right now. If he can play a little bit of defense, he can make Cleveland as good as any team in the East, except perhaps the now perhaps healthy Derrick Rose-led Chicago Bulls.
Well, and let's not forget, too, I mean, LeBron and Kevin Love, I mean, they've spent time together on the court. I mean, they won Olympic gold together.
They have. They have great chemistry. They have great respect for each other, you know, and Kevin wants to be there. And that's a real key, because he doesn't have a contract after this season, and this is a leap of faith for David Griffin and his administrative team there to say, we're going to give up these two first-round picks and a future pick for a guy that isn't deemed to be on this year. There's a great deal of faith that Kevin Love's going to love it there and enjoy winning and enjoy being in the playoffs for the first time. And, hey, for Kevin, you're going to be in the East where you don't have to break a sweat to make the playoffs, whereas in the West, you played some pretty good ball and you still don't make the playoffs because it's just so brutally tough. So it looks like a win-win-win all the way around, and I expect Kevin Love and LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, for that matter, to be teammates for a long time to come.
The senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So obviously the Cavs, they have fortified their roster. A seismic change has certainly taken place there now with Kevin Love coming on board and a LeBron. But talk to us about the Cleveland Cavaliers, their new head coach in David Blatt. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I love the fact that this is an outside-the-box move. You're bringing in one of the most celebrated coaches from Europe, and it's a style of basketball that's really going to favor Kevin Love and LeBron, because he's going to know, you know, that the European game is so diversified for the big men that come over, as we learned initially with Arvydas Sabonis, for example, and then Yao Ming.
Okay,
is a game that has big men stepping away from the basket, shooting mid-range jumpers, or, you know, in Love's case, all the way out to three, and certainly LeBron, the same thing. But they're passers. They're not just the traditional go down and bang and the banging takes a toll on the body. And the European big men don't do that. They're all over the court. They can score from anywhere. They play as an integral part of the team. They're great passers. Really, the whole team, just its fluid ball movement. And this is how San Antonio wins, for example. They win with a very European style of play. They don't have one guy that dominates the ball the way the modern NBA tends to be. They play a very team-oriented game, and I think having a head coach who has done nothing but that for his entire career and been very successful, I think that does nothing but bode well for the Cavaliers.
Do you think he had any influence on LeBron getting on this low-carb diet? What's going on with Carmelo and LeBron? I mean, these guys are posting stuff on Instagram. I mean, Why is it such a big deal?
Well, I think that's probably more, again, the San Antonio influence. Tim Duncan lost 20, 25 pounds a couple seasons ago because he realized that if he was going to play for a couple more years, he didn't need his knees and ankles and feet to be taking the pounding that you take in 82 games plus. You know, hey, you're talking about LeBron probably being deep in the playoffs every year the way Duncan has been. And, you know, when you start looking long-term, carrying around, you know, if you could drop it, if you can drop 20 pounds, that adds probably, I mean, years to your NBA career, because that's 20 fewer pounds that you're not pounding up and down the floor every night, you know, 35, 40 minutes a night. And that is significant. You're just talking wear and tear.
Hey, Bill Ingram has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Talk to us about the move of Anthony Bennett and Andrew Wiggins, them heading off to Minnesota. What do you see are some of the pros and cons for them heading that way?
Well, this is a long-term rebuild situation. Whenever you lose your franchise player, which Kevin Love has been for Minnesota, you've got to say, okay, we're going to look a couple years down the line and see what we've got. And you've got, it's a situation where Anthony Bennett's going to actually get to play and make his mistakes, and they're going to find out, is this guy a legitimate, you know, star-caliber player? Is he a bust? Let's find out. Go out there and play. Go play 82 games, and if you miss shots, fine. And if you turn the ball over, fine. It's not about that anymore. It's about seeing who you are and what you can do. And, of course, Andrew Wiggins. I mean, go out and play 45 minutes a night and also make your rookie mistakes. But you expect him to be all-star caliber player in the very short term. And being able to go out and play a lot of minutes and make those same kind of mistakes on a team where winning is not the huge deal. There's no, you know, it's not like that's the pressure. No one expects them to win. So, you know, that's a great situation for both of those guys to go and make those mistakes develop more quickly than they would if they were on a team where playoffs were expected and maybe their minutes are limited and the mistakes are more costly and they're under more of a microscope. So I like it for both guys. Wiggins is going to be a star wherever he plays, but for Anthony Bennett, that's exactly the kind of situation he needs.
Well, and perhaps
he was
for
the throw-in.
I was going to say for Wiggins, I mean, I'm not sure how much he would have touched the ball with LeBron and with Kyrie Irving in the same offense.
Well, that's it. You know, that's exactly it. And so that's a situation where with LeBron, you better make the playoffs. I think even with Wiggins, you make the playoffs in the East with LeBron and Kyrie alone, as long as one of them doesn't get hurt, which is a concern with Kyrie. But you add Kevin Love, and if they're not a home court advantage team, if they're not a top two team in the East, there's been some major catastrophe go on there.
Okay, Bill Ingram is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Just a few more minutes with him. And, of course, earlier this week, the NBA unveils the schedule. Tuesday, October 28th, the calendar is marked. What an opening night. The Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks. All I have to say is, Bill, that AC, it better be working. Or hopefully the temperatures will be a little bit cooler then.
Well, that game will be hot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle, the only better coach in the NBA, is Greg Popovich. And watching them go against each other mm-hmm. is just a real thrill for anybody that... If you love the X's and O's and the chess match of the NBA, instead of just the star comes down and dribbles the ball and takes 3-on-1 and scores, I hate that kind of basketball. But if you love chess matches where great coaches make moves and counter moves, as we saw in the first round, the only team that even came close to challenging San Antonio in the playoffs was Dallas, and they had a trash roster. Now you've added Tyson Chandler back in the mix. You've got an all-star to be in Chandler Parsons, who I think is going to really blossom now that he has a coach who develops players, which he didn't have in Houston. Chandler Parsons is going to become the next star of this team. Granted, you're still a little bit of a question mark with Raymond Felton at point guard, but if Devin Harris can play the way he played in the playoffs, I think that's the game to watch. That might be the most exciting game of the first month of the season. These are the two teams that I believe are going to be fighting it out for the Western Conference this coming season.
Bill, what are the chances of the Spurs repeating this year?
Very good chances. Very good chances, because they're not relying on any one player too much, and they have a great rotation. What they have done exactly what they needed to do in the offseason, which was bring back Patty Mills and Boris Diaw. You want that continuity that the Spurs have been known for that's kept them at the top of the NBA for, you know, part most of two decades. And you've got the egoless stars, and Tim Duncan's going to have, you know, 20, 25 minutes a night, and he's going to get lots of nights off. Tony and Manu are going to get lots of nights off, and they've got plenty of talent behind them.
a number of great offseason moves by the Spurs, and how about that hiring of Becky Hammon as well. Listen, Bill Ingram has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We are flat out of time. As always, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, and we definitely will talk to you again real soon. Thank you, Bill.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.